Usually Optimism Wednesdays. It's a day for thinking positively about the teams that we love in Central Indiana, but this is not one of those. We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Stephen Holder spoke with Chris Ballard about the Colts, how they're constructed, and about his love of continuity. And he said something that made my head want to explode. We're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about Indiana basketball. IU gets commitment that Gabe Cupps will return. That's good news for Indiana for a number of reasons. They also have a visitor on campus who is a McDonald's All-American. He's a top 30 guy. And so maybe the run of McDonald's All-Americans who pledge Indiana late will continue. There are a lot of guys in the transfer portal that Indiana is trying to cobble together into a reasonable recruiting class. Is it going to matter at all? Is this the way you put together a quality program? Is this the way you assemble a successful team? We'll talk about that. Indiana State, they got the win last night. Really good win. So now they're coming to Indy. How cool is that? They're in the NIT. You know what? They got a chance to win this thing. They're going to play in the semifinals of the NIT next Tuesday at Hinkle Fieldhouse, historic Hinkle Fieldhouse. It is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what Indiana State does at Hinkle against, it looks like maybe VCU. We shall see. The winner of VCU and, hell, I don't know who the other team is. Does it really matter? We just want Indiana State to win. Doesn't matter who they play, does it? Do we care? We care that Indiana State wins in the NIT. We don't give a damn less who they play against, right? Pacers, tonight they end their five-game road trip in Chicago. Get a win in this thing, and you're 4-1 on this trip, and that would be awesome. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Here's the deal with MyBookie. They're great at what they do, and what they do is put you in a position to have a little bit of fun putting a shekel on a game or two, going to an online casino, and having a good time there. If you've got wisdom as to who's going to win in Sweet 16, you go to MyBookie. You employ that wisdom to your financial benefit, assuming you're right. Promo code Kent. That's one way to be right immediately at MyBookie, because you get a $1,000 sign-up bonus based on your use of Kent as your promo code. We selected that promo code because it's easy for me to remember. So go to MyBookie, where you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. All right, make sure and subscribe. If you're not a subscriber to this channel, what in the hell are you doing? Like this video. You got to do that. It's the polite thing to do. I like every video I watch. And if you want to make a donation, do that. But make sure that you include a comment or a question. We'll share it with the class. We'll have a good time with it. All right, let's talk about sports. Let's talk about Chris Ballard. My God almighty. Like, here's a guy, you would think that Chris Ballard's won something. I know it's a good thing. We talk about how it's a good thing that a general manager believes in his system, he has his ideology, and he adheres to it. Because if you don't, what's the point, right? You know, if you go this way, and then you're like, well, after 2 years, this doesn't work, so we're going to go that way. And then you switch back because that doesn't work either. Good way to get fired. This is season 8 for Chris Ballard. Here's what he told ESPN's Stephen Holder at the owners' meeting. He said, this is just, what? He said, different is not always better. No, but sometimes it is. It's not always worse either. You want mediocrity, build something mediocre, and refuse to change it. 9-8 and sign everybody you got like you just won a Super Bowl, you're likely to go 9-8 again unless Anthony Richardson is just that good and can elevate what the roster was last year, because that's what the roster is going to be this year. Elevate what that is to another level. Is he capable of doing that in year two? Well, Chris Ballard better damn well believe that he is capable of that, because that is the difference between last year and this year. And last year, there's some health on this team. You know, minus Braden Smith, minus Jonathan Taylor sitting out the first few games, and obviously Anthony Richardson sitting out a bunch of games after he gets his shoulder surgically repaired. But I just don't understand this. Saying that change, that or staying the same protects you from backsliding is to negate the possibility that it helps you improve. And I get it. There are teams that change out their roster like this. Look at the Raiders. The Raiders are always changing people out. They don't ever win anything. So, of course, they don't. But the Colts, like steady as she goes, as you sail around in circles, does that do anybody any good? Does that help this team? Not making a substantial signing at any position other than your keeping your own, I think it just ensures the same old, again, sailing around in circles. Steady as she goes, it's like the crazy captain who won't adjust course because, you know what, the weather's pretty good where we're at, but we're not going anywhere. This team isn't moving toward anything. This team is going out and drafting people and keeping them and going 9-8. Or 4-12-1, although that I think was a weird anomaly. That was just strange. But this is a 500 team that behaves like not changing anything is going to get you to 12-5, and that's just not the way things work, unless, again, Anthony Richardson winds up being that kind of keen difference maker for the Indianapolis Colts. Just drives me crazy. He expects, he said, to be active moving forward in free agency in the secondary. That could happen, and that's a reasonable thing. You can go get a safety in May, in June. There are going to be guys left on the shelf that you can grab, like veterans whose best football is behind them, but not by that much. You can go get guys like that who can plug and play a little bit. Guys like back in the day, we had 10 years ago, Quentin Michael, a guy like Michael Adams, those guys, you can go get a Mike Adams, have him come in and play some good football for you. We saw Rodney McLeod do that a couple of years ago. I'm not sure why the Colts chose not to keep him because he really gave you some continuity at the safety position that was necessary given the relative youth of the other guys. Julian Blackmon is in discussions with the Colts. The Colts have reached out. They're talking. Maybe Blackmon comes back. Maybe he doesn't. We shall see. You know what? So far, so okay. That's kind of like the mission statement of the Colts. We're okay. You know what? We came within a game. That's going to be, you talk about on a tombstone, building from the inside out, going to be on Chris Ballard's tombstone, he says. But hey, we're okay. That, I think, is destined to be his epitaph as a general manager for the Indianapolis Colts. Not bad, but not great. No championships, but not awful. Is that really what you want? Is that the goal, not to backslide? Is that the aggressive nature you have during an offseason? We don't want to take a step back from 9-8. We don't want to do that, so we are focused on not receding. What? How's that get you, like, jazzed up to go to work every day? It's terrible. Well, what he needs to do is he needs to continue to evolve his evaluatory process toward seeing speed as an asset. And you saw that a little bit last year where they went out and got and then cut Rush. But they did get Tommy, the defensive tackle, who was really fast. Will Mallory, the fastest of the tight ends. Speed in the later rounds became something. But you know what? Juju Brents, not terribly fast. And Josh Downs, straight line speed, not great, but he's quicker than hell. And so that's not necessarily a bad thing. Anthony Richardson, one of the fastest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL draft combine. Tre'Davious White, cornerback, oft injured. Tre'Davious White, signed by the Rams. It's a one-year deal, $8.5 million, and exactly the kind of deal that Ballard's not going to make. And I applaud him for not making this deal, because this is a guy who over the last couple of years has torn an ACL and an Achilles. And you can't win. You can't make the club from the tub, and you can't win championships because you go out and sign a free agent who can't stay healthy. Really, really good when healthy, a two-time Pro Bowler for the Bills when healthy, but when's he going to get healthy? Tore his Achilles last year. I applaud that lack of change. The kickoff change. You know what? I just got used to the kickoff not being anything to pay attention to. So you had a couple of more minutes to go potty, to go get a beer, to go make a sandwich after a score. You didn't worry about the kickoff. You had the commercial content after the score, then the kickoff, then more commercial content, and then play. You had about 5 minutes off where you could go get something done before play resumed. Now we got to watch the kickoffs because something could happen. I kind of like nothing happening during kickoffs, but the special teams coaches did not, because they were about to be kind of evolved out of jobs, because special teams at some point, who cares if you're going to keep like making kickoffs unimportant, punts unreturnable? Why are you going to watch? And why is that something that you even want to like spend time over? The Colts always have, though. Let's talk about IU basketball, because IU basketball, some good news yesterday, Gabe Cupps. You get the feeling that all Gabe Cupps wants is to compete at basketball. And so if he left, that would signal to me that competing at basketball was not valued in Bloomington, and you would see this program perhaps in a bit of a different light. I am glad that Gabe Cupps is coming back, because I don't want to view Indiana basketball through that light. That's a good thing. Bryson Tucker, 6'6", top 30 recruit from Virginia, the same high school that produced Xavier Johnson, but don't hold that against or for Bryson Tucker. We've been down this road before. We always go down this road. Late scholarship offer to a high school guy who has yet to commit or decommitted from someplace else seems to be a big part of the recruiting strategy of Mike Woodson. And so here's the latest, Bryson Tucker. And there are a bunch of transfers. Tony Perkins among them. He's in the portal. Best player on Iowa's team. But can you take the best players from mediocre programs elsewhere, cobble them all together, and expect them to aggregate into a Big Ten champion or a team that's going to contend for a Big Ten championship? I guess we're going to find out. Because this is where we're headed. Got six guys. That means seven empty chairs. And everybody but Bryson Tucker has committed to where they're going. The high school class of 24. So we're going to see what Woody's going to do and what Indiana's going to look like next year as Mike Woodson, kind of last stand, last chance saloon for Mike Woodson to put together a quality product that's going to win games and do it without looking ridiculous. That's in a mediocre Big Ten. That's what we got to look forward to next year. We hope for the best because, like I said earlier, this is Optimism Wednesday. Pacers at Bulls tonight, 8 o'clock. A lot on the line. Then they come back to Cambridge Fieldhouse. And they lost to the Bulls in overtime at Cambridge Fieldhouse 2 weeks ago today. Beat the Bulls, like they're in a sweet place. The sixth seed is a nice place to be. You don't want to drop to 7 and have to go to the play-in. But you don't want to elevate to 5 and then you are staring straight down the barrel at the one seed Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference semifinals either. You want to keep the Celtics out there for as long as possible because the Pacers could beat anybody else. They could win a first-round series against the Knicks or the Cavs or the Bucks. They could win a second-round series against any of those three teams. Going up against the Celtics, that's a little bit different. Hopefully, the Pacers don't have to do that until the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm getting bullish on the Pacers. Indiana State winners last night. They beat Cincinnati by 4, 85-81. Avila with 22. So now Indiana State advances to the semifinals. Back in the day, the tradition was that the NIT semis and finals were at Madison Square Garden in New York City, right there in Manhattan. Now, the semifinals and the finals of the NIT coming to historic Hinkle Fieldhouse at 49th and what about Illinois, right? On the north side of Indianapolis. Still, that makes it easy, makes it economical for residents of Vigo County and area Indiana State graduates to come to the games and root like hell for the Sycamores. Good for them. Josh Sherd's doing a really, really good job of putting that program together. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this March 27th. Luke Eisenbarger celebrating a birthday. The great Ted Green, happy birthday. Brad Ratiki, happy birthday. The great Jason Barrett celebrating a birthday. Linda Barron-Witten, happy birthday. Jim Osborne, the great Lee Steinberg celebrating a birthday. And Christopher Rose, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Just be nice. Be good to each other. Lift each other up. Don't pull each other down. Be a positive force for people. And then they pay it forward and pay it forward and pay it forward. And all of a sudden, everybody's nice to each other. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. See? All y'all welcome, but you got to act right. Words to live by.